such that everything that God did had the seed of growth in it. His nature and even his character demonstrate, and his attributes speak of the seed by which he wants things to grow. For example, when he created the trees, he put a seed such that a tree can then grow by. When he created even the birds and the fishes and the beasts of the field, they all had seed in them such that they too can what? Grow by. And even when he created man, he also placed in man seed so that mankind can what? Grow. This is why he said multiply, be fruitful and multiply. In other words, God in his innate nature wants to see things grow. And so if we are made in his likeness, then we too must want to see things grow. Even on a personal level, I want to see myself grow. I don't know about you, but I don't want to see myself in the same place that I was last year. I want to see myself at a different level. I don't want to have the attitude that I had last year coming in with the same attitude. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me now. On this year. So it's in God's nature as well as his character that he wants us to grow. But understand this. He gave us this indication even through his son, Jesus Christ. Well, what do you mean? My Bible tells me that he was born of a child, but then a son was given. In other words, we see a growth pattern. You don't become a son until you actually grow from a child. So he wants us to identify with the fact that there is a growth process necessary for you and I as a believer to be able to do kingdom work. Hello, somebody. Oh, you ain't hearing me. Because even when we look at scripture, now let's go back to Jesus. When we look at scripture, and when we look at the word of God, according to Luke chapter number 2 and verse number 40, I want you all to look at this now. He says that, and when the child grew, who is the child? When Jesus grew and he then became strong in spirit, guess what happened? He also grew and he was filled with wisdom, but he also grew in grace as well. So it's necessary for you and I to know that if Jesus had to grow in grace, you and I have to what? Grow in grace. So it's important that we understand this foundation that is not just grace standing alone, just being all by itself. Grace has to grow even within you. And in order for us to understand that, then it has to be released, because in order for Jesus to release grace upon us as a believer, we're going to have to receive it by what he has released. Stay with me. So when we look at the life of those who were following him, such as Peter. Now, we all know that Peter was somebody that had he had an attitude, but yet at the same time, you always want a Peter in your corner. Because it was Peter that if you dared to even say anything against Jesus, Peter would cut you. But then grace stepped in. So Peter, even though we saw him grow and mature, he had to be rebuked by Jesus. We saw Peter who was quick-tempered. We saw someone who Jesus said, go get him after he was resurrected. In other words, he was letting us know that this is somebody that I'm going to lay a foundation on, but he's going to grow in grace. Y'all with me on this morning? Stay with me. So here's the thing, beloved. In order for us, uses now, grow and be used in the kingdom of God, then we must, and it's a must now, we must grab hold to grace and knowledge. Say that again. If we're going to do anything in the kingdom of God, I'm not just talking about church now. It's a big difference. To do anything and become effective in the kingdom of God, then you're going to have to grow in grace as well as knowledge. See, y'all looking at me a little strange. Let me qualify it now. Roll up my sleeve because I might have to war now. In order now to qualify by way of grace and knowledge, there has to be an understanding of what the law of first mention is. For example, the law of first mention identified grace after God had destroyed the earth. The Bible tells us that Noah found grace. Oh, y'all ain't hear it. Let me go into scripture. Noah found grace in Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 8. He found grace. Why? Because it was something that he didn't have to earn, but yet God bestowed it upon him. So in order for things to transition out of that covenant, grace needed to be there. Well, let me go in another direction. I see you. Then there is what is called the dispensation now of grace. This is where we are right now. We are in what is called the dispensation of grace. What do you mean? Glad you asked. We are in what is called a plan and purpose of God by which he's able to carry out his purpose. In other words, it comes from this Greek word. Let me see if I can. Yeah. Okonomia. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. But it means to steward or to manage. So God gave us this dispensation of grace so that he can steward and manage what he's doing at this particular time. The dispensation that was upon the Moses was different. But the dispensation that we're in right now is allowing him now to carry out the church age such that when the kingdom come in, grace now would no longer be needed as it is today in its fullness. Are y'all with me? So we need to have that foundation of understanding. And Paul picks it up in Ephesians. And he carries it a little farther in our understanding. Ephesians chapter 3, let's go there. Ephesians 3.